The statewide smoking ban in public places will force people to snuff the butt by July 5th. Steve Canales has owned the Thirsty Pagan since 2006 and went smoke-free last year. He says it's actually helped business.
The only thing that we've seen different is that, number one, it's a lot easier to clean up because there's not so many smokes and cigarette butts laying all over the place. But number two, people seem to really enjoy themselves. I've been keeping track, and I've had two people complain that there's no smoking, and I've probably had over 100 people say that they're glad that there isn't.
Doug Gallagher owns The Shack. He's seen mixed results since going smoke-free last year.
It didn't affect our bar business in the summer or the fall months because we do have an outside patio that seats 56 people. I did notice a little bit of a decline in my bar business in the coldest months of the winter. I fully anticipate that when the law goes into effect on July 5th, that it's going to be to our benefit. At that point, we'll have been smoke-free for a year already.
Douglas County Tavern League President Dan Corbin owns a bar on Amnican Lake. He's building a deck in a small smoking area, but he's still steamed at the legislature.
They shouldn't be telling us how to operate our business, but when you turn around and use the argument of the health of your employees, that's how they get away from that argument.
So far, out of the 77 places with liquor licenses in Superior, only 16 have applied for outdoor smoking and drinking areas. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.